There's a lot of anger in Lebanon about how government failings might have led to the massive explosion that's devastated large parts of Beirut. And many Lebanese are also frustrated that the government's not doing enough to help the recovery effort. So they're stepping up themselves. Middle East correspondent Eric Twarchek reports.
With brooms on their shoulders, crowds chanted as they marched to work. "We'll pay with our blood and soul for the sake of Beirut," they shout. The streets of the upscale Jumeisa neighbourhood near Beirut's port were covered in debris, but now they're clean. Hundreds of volunteers are out helping, clearing shattered glass and rubble so people can return to their homes. Lamia Abdullah has been helping give out food.
"The government is non-existent. They are not here. They don't feel responsible. So this is on a personal initiative. We count on each other."
When visiting French President Emmanuel Macron toured the streets of Jumeisa, he was mobbed by a crowd chanting, "The people demand the end of the regime." More than 40,000 Lebanese signed a petition to the president asking France to resume control of Lebanon, while this woman asked him not to send relief funds via the government. "Make sure you don't give money to our corrupt government, please," she says. "We're exhausted. We cannot take it anymore." Mr. Macron tried to reassure the crowd he'd use the disaster to push for the dismantling of Lebanon's corrupt sectarian political system. "We'll bring food and material to rebuild homes," he says. But what's also needed here is a profound political change. Tens of thousands of Lebanese have been protesting since last October, calling for a complete overhaul of a political system that divides power between 18 religious and ethnic groups. Rami Khoury, a professor of journalism at the American University of Beirut, says deteriorating living conditions have made most Lebanese desperate for change.
"The governing powers don't seem to care that the citizens are suffering. And they're not just suffering, that citizens are being degraded. They're living less than human beings. Their basic needs are not being met. And the government doesn't seem to care or really do anything about it."
He hopes this explosion will force much-needed reforms upon Lebanon's ruling class.
"I personally think this will be a historic turning point."
But there's plenty of hardship ahead. Aid agencies say the destruction of Lebanon's main port will exacerbate existing food shortages and poverty. Assistant Professor in Food Security at the American University, Martin Koilitz, says Lebanon needs a major international effort if it's to avoid famine.
"Lebanon could become a Venezuela on steroids. Due to the plunging currency, due to the devastated infrastructure, and due to the lack of available food in Lebanon."
This disaster came on top of Lebanon's financial crisis and the pandemic. Most Lebanese were already doing it tough, but now things could get much worse. From Jerusalem, this is Eric Twarchek reporting for AM.